The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Welcome to Peace Lutheran Church and the beginning of our midweek Advent series as we prepare ourselves up for Christmas. That's really what our midweek Advent services do, and also what Advent season is about, is preparing us, making sure that we're ready for the coming of our Lord Jesus. In my household, the word ready doesn't really mean ready. So we have two ways of expressing ready. There's ready, and then there's really, really ready. We want to be really, really ready for the coming of our Lord Jesus on Christmas morning. And so the focus of each worship leading up to Christmas is going to be, not really, it's going to be really, really ready for Jesus to come. And tonight our reading comes from Isaiah 64. Famous words that Isaiah gave to his people as they were waiting in a very difficult time in Babylon. And it gives us some thoughts about how we can wait for our Lord Jesus tonight. Just a couple announcements before we begin. Our order of worship is the Holden Evening Prayer. It's a beautiful liturgy between pastor and congregation, and also we have a cantor tonight. Karen Motlock is singing, and she's going to lead us in certain sections of the worship service. Of note, you'll notice the psalm, which is Psalm 141 on page 4. There are two groups. There's group 1. I'm going to take I'll lead in group 1. And then there's group 2. Karen will lead group 2. Feel free to join either group and follow along. And I think most everyone's done this before. The other note for worship that you can prepare for is that the song that we're going to sing tonight is actually out of the Green Hymnal number 30, not 35. So you might want to flag that ahead of our beginning. Song 30, and that is Come Thou Long Expected Jesus. Two other notes, announcements. We have 7 tags left on the tree, so we're doing really well. And we have until December 15th to complete all those tags. We took 40 this year, 5 more than last year, 7 more. And then obviously you saw the mess out in front with the hygiene kits. We're doing great. We have till December 5th to collect as many items for that as well. So we're off to a good start. The last note is a word of sadness. I haven't communicated it to everyone, but Sabina Miner passed away this morning. Rather sudden, but also not unexpected for the Miners. They've been praying for this day for the last couple of months. And so when she passed, she was with her 2 sons, and Mal, they were there. And so we're thankful for God's taking her home and no more pain and suffering. So we are going to remember them in our prayers tonight, and the news about the service will come in the next few days. Before we begin, I ask you to rise as we begin our worship with our procession. Please rise.